Alrighty, me, I'm giving myself an intro. It's not music. They said no music. Me, I'm playing an instrument. Alright, good evening to you. The number in studio is 083-288-401. I heard a great poet say that once upon a time, I am afraid, I'm always afraid. Every single day is a battle for self. I am afraid, I am afraid, I am afraid. So we pull heartstrings in hopes that one day we will recover and one day our hearts would be at peace. And one day we will find the messages that we're supposed to hear from the universe. One day we'll have the answers for the things that we dare not speak about. So let us pull these heartstrings with every piece of might within us. Let us do our best, Chomi. Let us do our best and curb these bad habits. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome to part two of how to digest bad habits that we're unaware of. So first of all, we want to digest it. We want to take it in, and then we want our stomachs to crush it, and then so that we can expel. Yeah, so that we can expel it, right? But the only way we know that these are bad habits is if, right? If we talk about it, if we talk about it, if we talk about it. Now, the more we talk about things, the more we can say that maybe, just maybe, it's gonna get better. Maybe, just maybe, eventually someday, it's going to be a little bit better than it used to be. So, yesterday we started with part one. Part one was digital screen. We're talking about the cell phone, how the cell phone can be addictive, and we can really, really, really ruin our lives with the cell phone. Now, I'm not saying it's the cell phone. I'm saying it's what's on the cell phone that's causing you to be a little deshuffled and derailed. And also, it's a form of escape, right? Because on the internet, we can watch happy people. Even if we're not happy, we can watch happy people, and we can be like, wow, that's one amazing. We can look at beautiful people. We can even look at ugly people. You know, we can look at everything there by the internet. The internet is a wonderful place. And it's also a rabbit hole. Now, if you know anything about rabbit holes, is that they're deep and they go far. And then there are also tunnels within. It's like a meerkat hole. It's a meerkat tunnel. And it also goes and goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. And until at some point you just hit a dead end, and there's no other way of escaping. Now that dead end is that procrastination, that giving up other things for these things, and that ruining your life, ruining your life. And you didn't even know that you are ruining your life. Many people have unconscious bad habits like excessive screen time, procrastinating on small tasks, and having a coffee first thing in the morning. Now, you guys are all thinking that coffee first thing in the morning, that's absolutely a wake-me-upper. That's absolutely what we're supposed to be doing. But no, 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 you are wrong. It's not supposed to be what you're doing. You're supposed to have a glass of water in the morning so that it can just flush out the system, and then, you know, all the impurities. Now you are adding caffeine, and most probably the last thing that you drank or put in your stomach was also coffee. So you put coffee in, you put coffee out, put coffee in, put coffee out. It's not good. It's not good. Now, excessive screen time is scrolling mindlessly. Many of us scroll mindlessly. We spend 2 to 3 hours on the internet just scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. And there is no specific algorithm. There is no specific content that you're watching. You're just watching a gang of mumbo jumbo. Everything comes, you know, pretty women, pretty guys, food comes, building comes, these small little tiny buildings. There are these little guilty pleasures, right, that many of us indulge in, such as for example, Dr. Pepper Pimple Popper. Basically what she does is she pops pimples. She pops pimples on a large scale. She's a doctor. She pops pimples on a large scale. And then she also fixes a few things like that has to do with pus and cyst and stuff like that. Now, it's not for everybody, but for those that it is for, you know, we can binge watch Dr. Pepper. We can binge on her content. Binging, serious binging. And I'm talking serious binging, eh? Like where you're like, oh, again another one, again another one, again another one, again another one. By the time you look up, it's almost daybreak. So you go to bed. For example, if it was me now, that's binge watching, right? I go to bed somewhere around 12:30, midnight, right? And if I start watching Dr. Pepper, I go to bed at 4 a.m. So when am I supposed to be productive? Doesn't it lower my productivity? When am I supposed to be productive? If I'm supposed to be getting up, at 8 o'clock so that I've got 9 o'clock things to do, work stuff, right? Will I really get up? Because I have a problem. Will I really get up to do these things? Will that really be my life? No, it won't. So most likely whatever I had to do tomorrow, it suffers. Whatever I had to do, it's going to suffer definitely. Good evening, Pimple Papa.
Good evening. Hi, ma'am.
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Ah. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Windhoek.
You're calling from Windhoek? Oh, so what are you doing on this Tuesday evening?
I was studying a bit.
You were studying? What were you studying? Let me test if you are really learning anything. What were you studying?
Even understanding.
My dear, try me. May I make it a point to know 10% of everything?
Yeah, I was studying wild
studies. You were studying wild studies. Statistics.
Not statistics, static.
Static.
Yeah.
How? What is that about? However, Mara, we can try, eh? Mara, we can try most. What is that about?
The module, not in engineering.
Okay, it's the study of what?
Water.
I want to see if you know what you are doing.
Well, the study of water.
The study of water. Huh. What's that? If you cannot explain it to a person that doesn't know, then you also don't know. So what is it?
How forces act on structures like bridges and buildings, for example. Like what keeps it up? Because there's also a force that keeps it up. Like the force that's pushing it down more. Now you just have to study those forces. Basically, you look at a building, then see that which side is it leaning on mostly. You guys have to reinforce that side now.
Now a building's supposed to be leaning.
Some buildings are actually, they are not leaning, but I think it's the foundation. The foundation after one thing you made, it's much stronger than the other one.
Why? Now, why don't we just put in strong forces or whatever from the beginning so that it's balanced? So you're telling me we can't just put in strong ones so that it's strong on both sides?
Doesn't work like that.
Why doesn't it work like that?
Why should it be strong on both?
just hold. Don't get angry. Just hold the line.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Alrighty, good evening. So why can't we just build it strong on both sides with those faucets? This is how you know that you know what you are doing. When somebody that knows nothing asks you. you're not allowed to get annoyed here. This is how you get tested, Kucha. You must explain these things now to Kukumetriak there. And you have questions.
It's just gonna be a waste of money.
It's always gonna be a waste of money if we build it equally on both sides. So it's better to put in less on one side and a little bit more on the other side.
It depends on what second phase are those. Uh-huh. That's why you need to, when you build it, make sure you don't build it with another one.
Uh-huh.
It's like, what do they call it? Equilibrium.
The equilibrium. Okay. Alright, so it's gonna be so I know at least. You see, that's why I tell you that me, I know 10% of everything. Now, when somebody goes and says, first, it's me, I know what I'm talking about. Why? Cause I got a 10-second lecture here. Well, from how you are explaining it, minus the annoyance, right? I think that you do have the ability to pass it. Because all you have to do is understand that there are lay people in the world. So in order for you to explain anything, you have to know what you're talking about. And what is it that you're talking about?
Yeah.
So if you know the foundation of a module, right? If you know what the module is about, right? Then it's easier to explain to somebody that knows nothing. And those principles of the module, right, are usually the same thing that the whole entire module teaches in different dynamics.
Yeah, but don't you think also like lecturers are getting lazy at this data?
No, lecturers have always been lazy because they don't assume that they are going to go to work and babysit.
It's not about babysitting, just about, explaining things properly.
Well, they will only explain things properly if you but the thing is that they will only deliver it if you guys stop going to school for friends. 90% of you guys don't even ask questions in class because you guys are there for friends, because you are worried about what the next person behind you is going to think if you're always raising your hand up. But then when you go and fail, you're alone. And the worst part is that you might not even meet these people ever again when you're done with varsity. Like for me, I've only met like maybe 3 people from varsity.
Yeah, singing a whole lot of schools, man.
Yeah.
Because even high school was like that, but then you only meet those people anymore.
Yeah, like, and they were apparently so important, right? So important that you based your style, you based your learning, you based the way you walk, how you answer people, you based your whole entire lives on people that you're never going to meet again ever in your life.
Even the music.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. And then you are a classical kind of guy. You only went to figure it out when you were alone without them. So, yeah, you only like, but I really like Beethoven. The whole time is just, penduka tsotsi, cheka, gazlam na mando zatwe afiomo kitchen. Yeah, so at the end of the day, right, lecturers are only dishing out what students are giving. Because I know for a fact, right, when I do my lectures here, because this is a classroom as well, when I do my lectures here, right? I assume you understand if nobody is calling. No, not even. I know that you guys are not asleep. The world is too troublesome for you to be sleeping. What's wrong with you?
Sometimes you're too loud, man.
Yeah, too loud is okay. But look at me helping you through life. Wow. So at the end of the day, right, just understand that none of the people that you're sitting inside that class with, right, are contributing to your life whatsoever. You guys are all just there for your own purpose. So if you don't understand something, my dear, ask. And even if you don't understand, ask the lecturer to repeat it in layman's terms. Because I think that, yeah.
That's the thing now. In this case, I think me are intimidating.
No! My dear, you just tell your lecturer. But also you have to have a demeanor about you that says that you want to learn something. You can't be the class jock, right? Sitting at the back of the class and then you are screaming from that space, and then you are expecting me, a lecturer that has seen over 10 years of students, ne? Various students in different fields, over 10 years of students, and you are expecting me to actually think that you are serious, because I see a lot of failures.
How will you lecture people that are not
here? Just go and sit in front. Go sit in front.
I sit in front. I'm even going to especially sit there.
Yeah. So sit in front and ask. Like, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but everything here is going over my head. Is it possible for you to explain it, ne? In layman's terms, like you're just teaching a grade one, because here, I know if I don't hear you today, I will never hear you. So if you can explain it to me in layman's terms, I would really appreciate that. I am. I am extremely. And that's why I'm here.
Yeah, that's what I say. We need people like you, man.
Mm-hmm. Because you just have to, my dear, every man for himself and God for us all. Now you want to be shy in a class of people that you're never going to meet again. They will not, they don't contribute to your life now. Literally, they don't contribute to your life now. But you are afraid of what they might say. And also none of them are as smart as you are anyways. Akadona shoeri because akadona they are like on a witch hunt. They're on a witch hunt, yeah. We girls are on a witch hunt. They're on a witch hunt for the money, for the bag, for the life, and also to stand in a place where they were told they could never stand. Yeah.
Girls, that's why they're working.
My girls, my dear, you can have a class of 200 students, ne? And 150. Graduates. There's 150 graduates, 50 that failed, and then it's 130 girls and 20 boys. Yeah. What does that say? Says that the girl child is not that she's motivated and she's so in love with engineering. It's not that. It's that she sees and envisions her life in the future with this paper. And that's what many of the boys fail to do, because you don't envision your life there and how nice it's going to be there. So just suffer here now.
I am.
That's why, you know, my name is Matriarch. Matriarch means queen mother of the tribe.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so everywhere I go, I exude that. So that's why I'm saying, Kucha, you go do what you are going to do, my dear. And it's not about distinctions. It's about passing and understanding what you are doing. So that wherever you go, right? You go and you do your best.
With understanding.
And that's why when a person that has no idea what you're talking about asks you, right? You must be able to explain it. In such a way that I understand it instantly. So if you were the engineer on my building, right? And you tell me that we can't put the same amount of faucets. Is it faucets? Yeah, we can't put the same amount of faucets on both sides. We have to put more on one side and a little bit less on the other side because it's a waste of money. I will hire you on the spot.
Huh?
Wazala. Because you are realistic there. No, like it's a waste of money. Yes, it is a waste of money because the building in itself, it leans more to one side anyways. So we just have to see if the structure is stable and it's really going to stand and at least stand for the next 30 to 40 years. Aye, you're hired. But if you get angry, you will not understand. Why? Because I'm not an engineer. I'm not able to understand. Or is it because you don't understand what you are doing and now you don't want to explain to me? You see? So understand the basics. Understand, if you understand the foundation of everything, of anything, right? Then no matter what question is thrown at you in the same vicinity, right? You'll be able to catch it. Yes. It's the same as what you're studying. It's just the foundation here. So the foundation must always be strong so that it can carry the building and sustain the building so that the building stands. Me, I'm already doing it. Am I not motivating you here at 10 o'clock tonight?
Okay,
don't doubt yourself, man. You are exactly where you need to be. Don't doubt yourself.
Yeah, I've been doubting myself.
No, you shouldn't doubt yourself. You shouldn't doubt yourself because, one, if you were not worthy of it, you wouldn't qualify to be in that class. So that means you're worthy. Because other kids are doing other things, but you are here. There's space for you here.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's not like you don't know what you're doing. It's just that it's a little bit hard to keep reading and to keep trying. It's a little bit hard, but it doesn't mean that there are no fruits of your labor later. This is just the process.
Yeah, it's hard because I took some years off schooling. Getting back to all those things.
But it's worth it. It's really worth it. And the pay is also nice, Sangpe, too. If we are not motivated by love and passion for the thing, let's be motivated by the money. Ah. We will find ways to be motivated. The money is also nice, guys. Ah.
Why must you lie to us?
No, passion. No, the money is nice. I like radio, but the money is nice also. The man is very nice also. Ah, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think you got this.
Yeah,
you got this. Like, to be honest and to be for real, you got this. It's just a little breather that you need. So when we are done with our conversation, right, you go outside and then to dengwa kombepo. Like, literally, just a breeze, Genga, like, shwa. You can even take off your shirt. Then you stand outside for just a few seconds, right? And then, when you go back, ne, you are gonna be okay. Okay. But just remember that a breather, the air, ne, the air has a way of washing away. The air has a tendency of washing away. So, if it washes away, sometimes it washes away things that you have carried and it's not even your burden to carry. It's just because of some teacher that told you somewhere there, oh, engineering or tevuru, now you just walk around with it in your whole heart all the time. engineering is hard, it's hard. But the truth is that some of us, we are afraid of other people's potential and then we try and dim their lights before they even get there. I motivate the hell out of you today. But I need you to hold the line one more time.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Onda karahandu yako parateza morwe data. Paife, ohandimo kuyadi. Nondaka, ne data, no shoyo o utumaraka mahupi. O netuwe kaimwe, o kufutarumwe, o kuyinyengarumwe, o kujapandali. Fio papa ndauka. Onda pumga o netuwe kaoyo haidira dira ya fange. O mafikwa amwe, o handi streaming. O mafikwa amwe, o handi popi. O mafikwa amwe, o handi nigaishe poshikanto shimwe. Pamwina parateza, uinda holora, ameha ishipangere, osho pa umwini. Dira dira, umakwata fanoni data, momkaro wili, mwana parika okutuma koutumaraka, oku streaminga, noku denga pamwina parateza. Konga, parateza, Namibia.
Always, always prepare.
All right, showstoppers, good evening to you. Okay, so what are your bad habits, ne, that you're unaware of, or that you are aware of, that you would like to change?
My bad habits. Obviously smoking.
Okay. Come on, obviously, guys. Do you really want to quit smoking, though? Okay, then why are we putting it on the list?
It's a bad habit.
Yeah, it's a bad habit, and now it's an addiction. It's a bad habit, but I believe that we know what we need to do, and when the time is right, we will do it. So for now, it's something that you enjoy.
Okay, let me see.
Kuiteka. Oh, that's a difficult one. Do you know that it gets worse as you get older?
That's the thing. I ghost people. I don't know.
Well, Yero.
Ouch, really?
Even worse. You're like my mother. My mother is a firstborn, but she's the worst eaterer. She can even go to bed without eating. Oh, it is a bad one, that one. Imagine an old person that gets, that eat takers.
Yeah, cause like, Wamona, even since I broke up with my ex, like last year, Wamona could have only taken, it's like, I've not been in a relationship with them.
We take a whore.
Yeah.
Hmm. But how long were you guys together? Well, maybe that's why. It's also maybe just duration. And also, I'm sure she was replaced. She was replaced by academics.
Yeah.
If you got a girl right now, wouldn't you be wasting her time? Wouldn't you be wasting her time? Would you be giving her the love that she deserves?
Come on, man. She's been together for 8 years.
Right? No, not that one. That one, tungwe tengane. I'm saying a new one, ane.
Oh.
You can't even fathom a new one. Hey, that's how we know. Kucha, it's maybe not the kuiteka here. It's just that you don't have space for a new one. At all.
Yeah.
Even if you were to start talking to somebody, you'd be wasting that person's time. Because there's no space for them in your life.
I mean, how to create space for somebody?
How do I know?
Open up. What?
No, that one is going to open when you are stable.
Stable?
Yeah. When the degree comes and the bag comes. Let be shekereke on your degree. That's when you're going to open up for love.
Yeah.
because you've already gone through the process of suffering with someone. So you are not capable of going through the same process of suffering with someone in tough times again. You've already done that for 8 years.
Yeah.
You don't have another chapter like that inside your books. So now you just have a chapter of getting someone when you have the bag, and then most probably you're going to also look for somebody that's going to also either be pushing towards the bag or also having the bag in some way or another, and then you guys are going to assist each other in life. Yeah, bro.
Hopefully, right?
No, you will. It's only that right now, in all honesty, there's no space for a woman in your life. You are married to your books. You're married to your books, Shasho Weshihara
no
nyanya. Yeah, you really, really want it.
No, I don't really need to stress about that part of it, yeah.
No, you don't need to stress about it. Because there's nobody that's going to come into your life right now that's not going to stress you. One, they are going to stress you about time. They're going to stress you about attention. It's not even going to be resources. It's going to be time and attention. That's going to be the problem in your relationship, because you won't have that. And even when you are with them, your mind is not there, because your mind is now with assignments and the bag, to the bag.
You're going to end up to sacrifice, actually.
Yeah. Maybe, but what happened between you guys? Let's talk about that. Let me see if it's going to come together or not. 1 8 years, and you guys broke up last year, and you guys are almost in 2026. I wouldn't go back to you. Oh, yeah, but I wouldn't go back to you if we were together for 8 years. No. Because that's almost a decade of my life. And for us to get to a breaking point like that until we break up, right? That means there was an argument that was being repeated the whole time and it was not being heard, and we tried for 8 years and we didn't hear each other. And also we didn't get married to one another, and there was always the excuse of resources, an excuse of not being ready, an excuse of not being what. So I'm not going that down that rabbit hole again. And also I don't go back to exes, but okay. No. Because the same things I ran away from the first time are still going to be there the second time. There's nothing that's going to be different. Because there are certain things within your character that you can't change. It's just who you are. It's not about, yeah, I'm grown and I'm big now. No. It's the way you look at people or the way you answer. It's just inside you, something inside you. And sooner or later, it will resurface.
Hey, you just get somebody who's attentive who you are.
Yeah, but maybe who you are is not what I want.
No, then I'll go for somebody else.
Yes. Yes. But why did you guys break up?
Oh, she didn't break up. She just left me. She left me for another guy.
She left you for another guy. Yeah. Netsuo.
Netsuo.
What were you doing? You didn't see the signs. You were complacent and comfortable. She'll never leave me. She loves me. 8 years,
like
bruh. Yeah?
Not like my friend. You sound like my friend.
No, but it's true. Like, you didn't see it. You didn't see the texts not being answered. You didn't see the lack of visitations. You didn't see the telltale signs. Where were you looking? The reason that she probably left is because you don't see her. She can do anything in the world and you don't even recognize it. And also, why would you want to go back to somebody that was sleeping with other people? And Asaneshi Anyanyar. Yeah?
Yeah.
take a bath. No, you don't deserve that. You don't deserve that. It's okay. People that leave people for other people, right? Even if you get back together, the insecurity that is brewed within you is that, when is she going to leave again? So every time you argue, it will be, is she leaving this time? Every time she's not answering her phone, did she leave you? Every time she's not available, did she leave you? It will become something inside you.
Now, even when I try to get into like a relationship, I just feel that type of way. Just a matter of time before she leaves.
Yeah, because it works on your insecurities. It's rejection, right? Rejection is bone deep. It works on you so much that the way you step, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you look, right? Everything becomes about that. But the truth is that because we were raised, to self-harm. We don't look at other people's shortcomings in its true nature. We always have a narcissistic trait about us that wants to involve ourselves in other people's things. And other people's things are the things that they do. Now you want to involve yourself and say that, yeah, I'm also part of it, and that's why I was rejected, and that's why I was not good enough, and that's why I was not what. But the truth is that you did nothing wrong. You were just in a relationship, and you were just in a relationship with somebody that cheats. That's it. That's all you did. You didn't do, you know, something kucha. Oh yeah, you know, it's just a matter of time before she leaves me too, because I'm a livable person. No, it's not because you're a livable person. It's just that you're in a relationship with somebody that entertains other people. And in this entertainment, she falls in love with other people. Because if you have a pattern like that, right, then it will continue. It does continue. And it might not be that it was the first time that she left you. She may have left you in so many different ways that you didn't see and you didn't recognize, where she chose other things over you. Because those are cheating tendencies, right? Okay, you know what? I know that he's really bothered that I'm out with these guys drinking and they're buying me drinks, but I'll just switch off my phone and then I'll just drink all night. Then tomorrow I'll apologize. Is that Angie?
Yeah.
So it's choosing other things, choosing other people, and choosing. And it's not even really choosing herself. It's just choosing other people.
Prioritizing other people.
Yeah, prioritizing other people, places, and things. And it's just a matter of time that bad trait shows itself, because there are pieces of her that she didn't heal. And also, people like that also have a deep, deep hurt, right? Because they don't want to stay necessarily confined to one space, because they are afraid that they might be rejected, because they have been rejected. So they are the rejecter first. So before you leave me, I leave you. Like, ooh, this guy, the way he's talking, is like somebody that's gonna dump me. Let me dump him on Tuesday, because he was asking for an appointment on Thursday. You see that? So some things have nothing to do with us. Some things are just them.
Yeah.
But also, hold the line again, ne?
Save and win at WB in the Pick a Box birthday promo. Enter today with your Smart Buy card. Get a 2 kg bag of nice rice for just $34.99. 750ml quality select cooking oil for just $29.99. 100ml Aquafresh toothpaste for just $16.99. And 1 kg sunlight hand wash powder, now only $29.99. Learn more about Pick a Box at www.vurmanbrock.com. T's and C's apply. We care.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine, dah, yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, because you clearly haven't been polanified. Like, boring day at the Spani. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You know those ads, they represent money. That's the bag right there. So it's not really a representation of who you are, and rejection in itself sucks, right? But the way to work through it and honestly eventually get through it is also understanding human behavior and understanding people. That is why, right, in the next relationship, what you should talk about is real talk. What you should talk about is not the what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. We're going to talk about your friends. We're going to talk about how you grew up. We're going to talk about your idea of how you grew up. We're going to talk about your parents. We're going to spend time talking. That's what we are going to do. Because through talking, that's when you can tell. Because if somebody makes jokes about certain things, right, that are really just unorthodox, then you should see if it's dark humor or if it's a deep wound. Somebody that can let go of friendships without flinching. Is someone that can let go of relationships without flinching also?
Yeah.
You are no exception. So it's not always about us, because we like to put ourselves most there. Yeah, because we are secretly narcissists. It's only that we can't show the world that we are narcissists. We like ourselves very much. That's why we act with dopamine, makaishie, do you understand? Yeah, we love that. Like, woo, it's my fault. It's me. But it's true. Some things are not us, right? Some things are us, Shidi, but some things are not us. Because I know that with my partner, I'm talking until kingdom come, guys. I'm not acting on anything. I'm talking, but I'm not acting on anything. Why? Because that's not the person I want to be, and that is not who I am. So in the next relationship, you talk, friend. You talk everything. So who are your friends? Like, no, I have Sarah and Samantha and what. Like, oh, okay, where did you guys meet? Oh, we met in the club, what. Like, oh, okay, how's your relationship going, you guys as friends? Like, oh, no, what. And then one day she's going to be like, yeah, this girl, she thinks she's what. And she's even sleeping with who? Because boyfriends become friends, ne? They become besties. That's why we are always afraid to break up with people, because they know too much. Like, oh, CIA kind of things. Oh, you know too much. like we want to break up with people amicably so that we don't shout, because when it starts a shouting match, you're like, yeah, even you, when you told me your father's HIV status. Ah! Exactly. That's exposing thing, I know. So we try and break up amicably. So at the end of the day, sometimes we have to just understand that some people are just like that. But then also we have to take real and true accountability within ourselves, because if a woman that has been with you for 8 years is slipping out of your hands and you can't notice, then where were you looking? Where were you looking? Because she can't be such a good liar. Yeah. Omoku konga ne, she married Russia no. What's she mona name? Still looking. Yeah. So mostly, maybe, just maybe, it is the attention. So I don't think that you are meant to have a forever girlfriend in your working era, your working hard era? I don't think so. I think you are meant to have somebody when you have put that aside.
Because I think I'm an okay guy. Don't I sound like an okay guy?
Yeah. Yes, you do. Sound very attractive.
What, man?
Sound like a cute guy. Yes. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so you're the firstborn out of how many children?
We were four. And, mm-hmm. Papa was three, just three boys.
Okay, so it's three boys. How old are you?
I'm 35.
35. So you're at the pinnacle of your life. That's the problem.
Sure enough.
Yeah, that's the real problem. The real problem is that you woke up one day and you realize that, oh my God, I have nothing. Woo! I have to get my life together. And that's the problem. That's what happened to you. And then you started chasing this life that you know that you must acquire because your age is also not getting any smaller. And also your friends are being married off, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, your friends are being married off. Your friends are like it's growth all around you.
Yeah.
So sometimes when there's a little bit of a delay, and there's something that can enhance it, right? There's a lot of focus that is put that side. And then there's also a comfortability that comes with the relationship. And also you're 35. So that means you met this person when you were 27, 28. Or let's say 26, you know, 26, 27, 28, 29, you know, 34, you guys broke up. And how old was she?
She was
8 years younger than you, sir. Okay, if she was 8 years younger than you, then she was at the marriage stage.
I think she was.
You don't remember her age. 8 years. 8 years together. You don't remember her age.
Well, I'm trying to forget about her.
You shouldn't forget about her. There's no reason for you to forget about her because she's not your enemy. She was an important part of your life for almost a decade.
But it's fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she was also at the marrying stage. That's why I was saying I would never get back to you. 8 years. Yeah. All her friends were getting married, having babies and stabilizing and all of this. And you didn't even hint at it.
Married
one. Yes. Look at you. Yeah. Of course. Did you?
Yeah.
So you wanted to put this poor girl in the house and then you are just always in the office or what? What? What did you want?
What
did you want? Did you stalk the guy? Did you see the guy that she went for?
Yeah, I saw the guy.
What does he have that you don't? In your opinion? In your opinion, huh?
He has a job.
He has a job.
Yeah.
It's
a very nice job.
And then you think she left you because of money? Oh, you said it once upon a time to make yourself feel better.
No, I think it's gonna go.
No. She didn't leave you because of money. She left you because it's who she is. And also she left you because you didn't pay attention to her. Yeah. So we will move on. But also, you will be happier when you get the bag. I promise. This is a promise. You'll be happier. You'll be happier when you get the bag, when you stabilize, right? The happiness will come. It will come with a new dynamic of problems, right? Yeah. It will. It will come with a new dynamic of problems. Like, you might even gray faster. Like, your hair might even gray faster and all of that. But it will not be where you are at right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be in a better position than I am.
So for now, do little things to motivate yourself. Go and open your engineering company. You see? You are pushing then. It's already registered and everything is just there. It's just waiting. Eh? After you go and get a job somewhere, then you get what. Then you start getting your own clients. Wazala is bene. The tender says yone. Things are just that easy. As long as you're a good person, as long as you're a good person and you know what you want and you ask for exactly what you want, without fault, right? There's no reason for you to not get it. Especially when you've worked for it, there's no reason for you to not get it. This is not a handout, this is your birthright.
You must have that free life,
I'm okay. I'm okay I'm okay. And the stress I got here and there also. It's not perfect, huh? But I do. I'm very emotional. I even cry. I do. But my battle is most now with the ancestors and the universe and God, you know? Like, oh, mighty! Yeah. But all in all, also I can read your energy and I can read your aura and I can read who you are. So I wouldn't say something if I didn't fully believe in it.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah.
I very, very appreciate.
Yes, I am. I am I'm amazing, really.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Hmm. My dear, is we are on there. We're on that. But yeah, everything is going to fall into place. And then also don't waste any girl's time. At all. Don't waste any girl's time because you don't want women karma following you. To fix your life. And then you don't understand why your life is not moving forward. But it's because of where you went to sleep. It's because of where you went to eat. You must take care of yourself as a man because men carry women's things. And when you carry women's things, right, you just can't explain it and you don't know what happened. So you must be careful and understand that we are black, right? We are black, we are African, and before religion and everything came about, right, we had our kwampungwetu, we had religion already, we had our own, and we also believed in a lot, and that is why our kuruntu sigonena, they tell us, don't do this, don't do that, do it like this, and it is because we do understand kucha uyunyota winyengengine inatufathaneni ondikwinadifathana. And when I'm telling you, kucha, no hepeka ethimbo ronkadona. Any girl that comes into your life, no hepeka ethimbo jetu nande. I am very and fully serious. Because if you go and waste that poor girl's time, right, it's going to backfire on you tremendously. So hold that.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand. Of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Alrighty. So we are wrapping up. So I'm telling you right now, focus on the bag, clean yourself up, love yourself a little bit more, work on the internal issues that you might have. So what do I feel is wrong with me? Why do I feel like this is something that is wrong with me? How can I work towards fixing this so that I am better? You do some shadow self-healing. You do some healing. You nurture yourself. You teach yourself about beautiful places, beautiful food, beautiful things. You enjoy your own company. And when somebody comes, right, they are a compliment, not a necessity. It's true. No, it's coming. It's coming. Look at you. It's coming. It is really coming. I promise it's coming. But you have to work on these things. When you work on these things, right, we can also smell a confident man, my dear. We can also smell a man that can carry us also. Because if you are broken and then I'm broken, right, who's going to carry the other here? So you fix yourself so that as long as this woman that's going to come into your life loves you and she's down for you, right, then everything else doesn't matter. That's it. Yeah. So it's just a matter. You work on the things. Like, you will realize how funny you are, how nice you are, how well articulated you are, what you actually like. You know, you figure those things out when you spend real quality me time. Then you will know how to spend time with another person because you've spent time with yourself. There are people that can't go to a restaurant alone because they need company. And they need their phone. They need what? I know that I can go to a restaurant by myself and I can just take a notebook. So because I think a lot. I spend a lot of time in my mind. I think a lot. So I can take a notebook and I can write. My phone can be there. It can be on silent even. And I can go the whole time. I can enjoy myself. I can sit down and then that's it. And then when I'm done, I go home. That's it. So you learn to do little things like that for yourself because that is the same. That is the way you learn how to do it for other people when you do it for yourself. You are the star player here. You are the star. So you go ahead and you do that. Everything is going to be fine. Oku pitoto piti. Just remember, kucha u lecturer, ne? You must really show the lecture that you are interested because unfortunately, right, from experience, they have seen many nonsense people. Yeah, they have been exposed to many nonsense people. So at the end of the day, if you are coming in a humble way, and also you learn what type of person the lecturer is, maybe the lecturer is also one of those people that, ohangwadantu, if it's in the middle of the class. So you go before class, after class, and you say, ma'am, I'm so sorry to bother, but this one, if you can please, maybe in our next lesson, you can just repeat it in layman's terms because I don't understand, man. Like, and I'm trying my level best. I don't understand, you know? Yeah. And if they have the time, literally, they can teach you something in like 2 minutes of talking to them because there's an easier formula. And because they've been teaching it for a while and they know, right? They know what they're doing and what they're talking about. They could also just unlock your mind just like this.
You know how they got it also,
yeah. Yeah. And it's also how they got it. So it's just a matter of come with the correct energy. Come with the correct energy. Understand that nobody is there. Nobody is there for anybody. Everybody is there for themselves. And if you are not going to be fighting for yourself, nobody's going to fight for you.
Thank you very much.
I know there's a lot of blinking activities there in your house. Kucha, wow. Whew. It's like a sack of cement that was lifted, ne? You're like, my God. What is the worst anybody can do? Send you back, and then what? Nothing. They don't take pieces of your skin. They don't take nothing. Everything that you think that you are ashamed of or shy of, that's the ego speaking, because the ego has its own agenda. But the ego is not the one that's going to put bread on the table. It's probably going to help you starve.
Yeah, I would laugh at you when you're starving.
Yeah. And then also laugh at you when you are starving. You see now. You see? So at the end of the day, I work for yourself, my dear. Fight for you. Fight for you. Everything else will fall into place. Everything always does. As long as you walk around this earth with a good heart and good agendas, right? Everything will fall into place. You're most welcome. You got this, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to see you one day. I'm going to see you one day there as chief engineer, what. And I'm going to be like, that's the guy that's going to make my building. Yes. Yes. That's the guy that's going to make my building. I'm just saving up. He taught me fossils, that one. Whatever that is. He taught me fossils. Yes. So it does fall into place. But what you don't do is don't give up on yourself ever.
I'll call him one day again to tell you the progress I did in my
life. No problem. And as long as you are alive, that is progress. Because I'm breathing. Ooh, wow. This world is so, yes, the world is so, it's such a scary space. So every single time, right, that we wake up in the morning, I'm like, high five to you guys, we're still here. Wow. Sure.
Another day.
Yeah, another day, another dream, another step. It shall be well. Hey, what happened now, engineer? All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. And today we are talking. We are talking, but we are always talking. The idea is to address the elephant in the room, and it doesn't matter what kind of elephant it is. We can address it. We can talk about it. We can dissect it. My dear, we can put it here onto the table, and then we can find a way to fix one another, to help each other through life, you know, to give each other that emotional boost, that high five that we all need. You know, it is a necessity. We're talking about bad habits. We're talking about bad habits that we might have that we don't really realize. Now, our previous caller said that one of the bad habits that he has is obviously smoking. But we figured it out, and now we are going to our list. So our list says excessive screen time. Eh? When the cell phone is taking up, when the apps on the cell phone is taking up too much of your time, and it is now a priority, and you and you're like, I like the cell phone life. Ooh, cell phone. Ah, bad. All right. Reaching for your phone the first thing in the morning. Why? Why are you reaching for your phone the first thing in the morning? Why are you not saying a prayer? Why are you not grateful? Why are you not saying hello at the Quampungus? Hello at Kalunga? Hey, we're still here. We're still out here. And as long as we're still here, Ned, there's always a chance. We can always make it right, Ned, tomorrow. As long as we're still here, we can always make it right. We can always make it better. We can always keep pushing. I'm telling you. I'm in my motivational era. I'm in my motivational aura. Yeah. Then the third one is misspent moments, eh? Moments where you can't, your unaccountable time, where you go into the internet once at 11 o'clock. She talk about, when you look up, it's 3 a.m. and you have no idea what you did. You could have been doing something productive. Why are you not reading that learner's book? Why are you not reading it? You still don't know how to drive. You're just like me, eh? But at least me, I'm trying. Yeah, I'm reading. Today I even saw a sign, and then I asked a random guy, what does that mean? Because what is the worst you can do to me? Tell me that, oh no, I don't answer questions about traffic signs? No, I will ask. There's nothing that will happen to me if I ask you. Hey, Kucha, hello, sir. What does that sign mean? Because I saw you are driving a vehicle.
Yeah, so I assume that you must know this sign, because I don't assume Namibians are driving without driver's license. So what does this sign mean? And then he's like, no, that's a regulatory sign. I'm like, okay, so a regulatory sign saying what? Saying no taxis allowed, they must go that side or that side. I'm like, And I was thinking for a long time, and I was standing there. I was thinking for a long time. I was looking at the sign, because I understand the regulatory signs. And then I understand. And then I was like, eh. Because this one is Independence Avenue. Eh? This one is Independence Avenue. And then I see the taxis. They always turn to this side of Sanlam, or they always turn to go up to the church, because they are prohibited to drive in Independence Avenue from a specific time. Eh? From a specific time and whatnot. So in the night time, from a specific time, they can drive through Independence Avenue. But during rush hour and during the day, they are not allowed. Natives is not ready. Hey! It is not ready one day. When I go, ne, I'm going to just study. I'm just going to keep studying and keep studying until I know everything. So, how about misplaced moments? Why are we spending so much time on social media? And why are we not being constructive with our time? Is it because that we don't really believe that one day is going to be the very last day, and we spend our whole entire time on the internet doing absolutely nothing except looking at Nyash? Or what exactly is it that is causing us? Are those mini addictions and stuff that we are creating? I'm asking. And one of our callers yesterday also came through with this particular complaint about the cell phone, and spending so much time on the cell phone because of the interest that they have. And I could understand it, but that is also an example of how far it can go. So next is social and communication habits, gossiping and back chatting. Backchatting is something that I don't like. If you are my subordinate, if you are not my equal. And I know that we can be equals on a human level. We can be equals on a gender level. We can be equals on a maternal level or paternal level or spiritual level. We can be equals in so many variables, right? But there are just certain places that require structure, like the workplace, right? If I am above you, I would never give you an order that is not, right, for the best interest of the company and you. Because I work for the company and for you at the same time. So for you to be back chatting, one of the reasons that I have fired so many people is because there was a thin line between disrespect and whatever the other one is. And I see back chatting as disrespect, because as long as I'm telling you something, I'm giving you a direct order. I'm telling you something, right? Then you must either take that order, or if you are going to come and object towards the order, right? Come correct. Because I'm always willing to listen. Come correct. Come correct. Now you can't be like, yeah, but one of the highlights was one of the newer employees at some point, right, was having a hangover, and she opted to say that she's sick for the day. Now I know she has a hangover, and I'm like, if you're not at work, then don't come back to work, you know? So the idea was that if your boss says that, then you get to work, guys. Then there's no yada yada, you get to work. She had the audacity to say that, oh, so it's only some people that can get sick and me, I cannot get sick. I said, please don't come back. Thank you so much for your time, and voila.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its...
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello, hello. Good evening to you. Today is a lovely, lovely, lovely evening. Talking to Mamo Echo Naya Eagle FM. What's up? If you're feeling hot, Paturure Kende, it is what it is. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. We're talking about bad habits. Bad habits that we are unaware of. Bad habits that we don't really know is a bad habit. Or we know it's a bad habit, but we don't really see when we are doing it. Like biting your nails. Biting your nails, that one is a difficult one. You bite away, bite. Every single piece of nail that comes on, bite. I just believe that you're anxious, but okay. Who am I though? I don't know nothing. I'm just a lady from the radio. I'm just a lady from the radio telling you about your life. What do I know? You know better. You know that you just do this because you're bored. But I would say it's a tactic, you know, a little thing. And maybe you should really just go and ask someone. Why do I bite my nails? Ask the internet. Why do I bite my nails? Why do I bite my nails in inappropriate places? Nail. Imagine if you were at a restaurant and then you were eating something and there was a nail in it. Like, would you still eat it? You wouldn't. So why do you do it in public? It's because you can't help it. And why can't you help it? Because it's a compulsive thing. Yeah, you just do it whether you're happy, whether you're sad, whether you're in between, whether you are breathing. The only time you're not doing it, maybe when you're sleeping. But let's talk about social and communication habits. Okay. That are bad. It's gossiping. Now, you people don't see it as gossiping anymore because apparently everybody puts their lives on social media. And, I mean, if you put it on social media, it's most for us to dictate and to scrutinize and to nitpick and to pick away at. But the truth is that that's just a bad habit that you came with from your house. Gossiping. That's just a bad habit that you came with from your house. And then now you have the internet at your disposal and it justifies your activities because everybody is doing it. But the truth is that everybody with a background like yours is doing it because the rest of us, we're not doing it. You guys are very quick. Did you see whose things are? Okay. Yeah. What happened? No, Vati, she's in the hospital and what? It's like, okay, where did Tumwa go jam? And, with things like that, right? Talking about other people, having other people in your mouth, right? All the time. When do you have space for yourself? When do you have space to talk about yourself? When do you have space to talk for yourself? You know, the tongue is a very powerful organ. Yeah, it's a very powerful organ, and it has the ability to speak life or speak death into the universe. Now, if you are so dirty mouthed, right? Are you sure that even when you say good things, they will be perceived as good? Are you sure that the universe, God, or your maker is going to hear the words coming out of that same potty mouth of yours as something that is useful, something that is good? So you are out here doing mantras, and you are out here meditating, and you are out here doing affirmations every day, but yet you feel you still the same way. You are just still like that, and you don't understand why. Maybe, right? The trick here is to stop talking about other people, right? If you see something, see it alone, because other people were not there. And who are you to be the message carrier? Who are you, the messenger? And also, how much do you get paid? Yeah, to be spreading. You are spreading it like a wildfire. Small, small drunk colleague. By Monday, the whole office knows that there was a drunk colleague. Why? Because you went to spread it. Did this drunk colleague want people to know that they were drunk? Does this affect their lives in a negative way? So now the boss is calling this colleague drunky, and then also it messes with their mental health, because every single time they want to say anything, the boss shuts them down and says, "Ah, no, maybe you are drinking tasemberma. Go wait on a pinya pinya man. Hey, go wait on man. Eh." And then it messes with them, but it's because you are the one that created this look. And there's a show called Married at First Sight Mzanzi, where they recently had episodes or something like that. They had a season one and season two, and there is this guy. His name is Tsepo, and he's married to Palesa at First Sight, or he was married to Palesa at First Sight, right? Now Palesa and Tsepo, They started off well, and later on Shimashaka Mbunyangane, because they started having misunderstandings amongst themselves, and then also part of the misunderstandings or something that was there is that Palesa wants them to appear as a united front. Appear. Not be, but appear as a united front. So she would always script. Should always script down what we're going to say, you know, through the diary entries. What are we going to say? What are we going to talk about? We're doing this for TV. And it was no longer a marriage thing. It was more about, we're doing this for TV. We are doing this so that we appear to be something that we are not. And I think that that is something that takes away from the experience in itself, because the experience is for you to find love and for you to fall in love with this person that experts have hitched you with. So if you are out there pretending for TV, are you really getting a partner, or are you getting publicity, or are you there for publicity and for friendships and for whatever else apart from a marriage? And part of the gossip that was going around, or part of he say, she say, we all saying it, it is spread through here, through the grapevines, through the what, is that Tsepo is abusive. Now, the word abusive in itself is such a strong term, because it has the capability of destroying somebody's reputation, especially if you are in the public sphere. You can say that, you can use another word if it is not as harsh as the term abusive, but it can imply something similar to it, but in a lighter form, especially if it's a question. So Tsepo's they had this game night thing where they all had to basically write down questions for all the other members or all the other players of the TV series. And part of the question was that it was addressed to Palesa, and the question was, Palesa, is Tsepo abusive, or is Tsepo abusing you? Abuse, right? And Palesa was asked, and her reaction, right, was implying that she was being abused. So Tsepo's argument is that he did not think that, right? He did not think that he was going to get into a marriage where somebody was going to leech off of him. And him taking his things back, like his credit card, because Palesa is spending, right? Is spending left, right, and center, and she doesn't spend her own money. She just keeps spending Tsepo's money, and she's using Tsepo's car for Tsepo to take back his car and take back his credit card from his wife, right? He didn't deem that as abuse because he had spoken about the fact that he doesn't understand what exactly it is that she's contributing towards the marriage in terms of finances, because she's struggling. She just chooses to never, ever, ever use her own money. So he took it back. And this was now seen as financial abuse. But how can this be financial abuse if you have your own money? It's only financial abuse if somebody solely depends on your finances. But then Tepo's argument was that the term and the concept of abuse in itself, related to his name and to his reputation, is tarnishing on its own. So in that light, he did not appreciate it. And this all stems from gossip. Ah, you see, gossip. Gossip can ruin a whole person's integrity, dignity, reputation. And you guys think that it's cool. Talking about others behind their backs, a habit many don't realize that they are doing is a very bad thing. So if you can say it behind my back, then why don't you say it in front of me? Why do you have to wait for me to leave the room in order for you to talk about me? It's because deep down within yourself, you know that if I was there, I would be a freaking showstopper. I would turn this house inside out. I would defend myself. So most people that gossip are people that don't want you to defend yourself, because in the event that you defend yourself, everybody will see what type of people they are. So ask yourself, what type of person are you that starts talking about another person when they leave the room? Why can't you say it when they are there? Yeah, but I did say it. And then you continued saying it when I left the room, when I couldn't defend myself. Why didn't you stop? Please stop. Stop. Stop gossiping. All right, that's a bad habit. And then number two, talking more than listening. Ha! This one. Talking more than listening. Dominating conversations without making space for others to speak. Now, this one in itself, right? I feel that there are certain people that say things like, I want to speak. I want to speak also. I want to speak also. But they don't follow the flow of the relationship. Or the flow of the relationship. They don't follow the flow of the conversation. So if we are talking fast and we are laying everything onto the table, what specific reason do you have to take 5 minute pauses? And then when I say something, then you turn around and tell me that I don't give you an opportunity to speak. Because it is assumed that you're done speaking because your pause was too long. And also, there are certain people that are very dominating when it comes to conversations. And I can say that I am one. I'm very dominating when it comes to conversations. But it's not because I'm dominating because I'm disrespectful, or I undermine you as an individual, or I don't value you as an individual. It is just that I have a loud personality. I'm very flamboyant. I'm very out there. I'm very passionate. You know, I'm a very emotional person. So I articulate myself through speaking. And this might come off as dominating the conversation or being too loud or being too forward or being aggressive or being, you know, being too forward or being too much when it comes to the conversation. But I also do believe that, when you find somebody that truly understands you, they will be able to know that right now this person is speaking like this because they are highly annoyed. And also to hear what you are saying instead of focusing on the fact that you are basically taking over the whole conversation. And also there's a little thin line between wanting to manipulate somebody else with what you say, when you say what you say and how you say it. I find it very disrespectful when somebody calls out your character traits, right? Within a conversation, calls out your character traits and makes it seem like it is a bad thing to be passionate. You know, if we are talking about the rest of our lives and we are not agreeing and I am upset that we are not agreeing, am I not allowed to articulate myself in the best way that I know how? And if ever there is a moment, because it's the rest of our lives, right? And if ever there's a moment that is more calm and collected, then why is a conversation of this nature not brought up? So that we can now navigate in calmer seas through our shortcomings. So try. Right? I'm telling you now, when our seas are not roaring, when our ocean is calm, when we are having a night of radio sessions and therapy sessions, because this is talk therapy, right? And we are having sessions of this nature and a lecture of this nature, that on this particular day, you that knows that you are very dominating in conversations and you are very passionate, especially in angry situations, right? How about you take a beat and you step back? How about we try and work on it together? I also try and work on it, né? But we'll try and work on it together so that we can be better for those that are around us. And for those that have dominating friends, dominating partners. Okay, dominating partners. Let's deal with that one. Dominating conversation, dominating partners. Right? Then I think that it's time for you to get into your groove and understand how you articulate yourself. And then you articulate it yourself the best way in your way and see if it goes well. Because it doesn't help that the dominating one is upset and also killing it there at the conversation. And you are trying to get into the shoes of a veteran talker. No, you don't do that. What you do is you calm. You come and you speak slowly and you come in your own essence. Don't mimic another person's essence, because when you mimic it, it's going to be a screaming match. When you mimic it, you're now going to cause conflict, because at the end of the day, if I'm passionate and I'm up here and I'm completely passionate about this, passionate can also be seen as aggressive. But it's not aggressive. It's just emotionally vested in what is being spoken about. And that's why they say often that don't always involve emotions when it comes to conversations. But many of us can't wait for the emotions to subside. Many of us have the conversation when our emotions are riled up, when our feathers have been ruffled, right? So we are already emotional and then we are also very passionate about what is being spoken about, and we are emotional about what is being spoken about. So that in itself is a recipe for disaster, especially how it is conveyed or articulated. So at the end of the day, we must, if we want to work through things and if we want to become better, we must learn to navigate through uncomfortable conversations with one another, right? In the way that actually works. So if you've got a high pitch somebody, then you must be the low pitch. Because on the day that you're going to be high pitch, right? The high pitch person is going to be a low key.
But most times, we don't notice when there's a shift. We don't notice when people offer us the same courtesy, because we are so, like I said, we are natural narcissists. We love ourselves so much. We like to be the victim of every civilization. We like to be the one that is taningwa nai. We really love that side. We like this side. We like to be the victim. And we like to be the survivors. We are surviving my ex-husband, surviving my ex-wife, surviving R. Kelly. I'm joking. Please relax. I'm joking. I know it's too soon. It's always too soon with R. Kelly. But because we like to be victims, right? There is no evaluation. There is no going back into previous, going back into the archives, right? And seeing in what space we had also been the dominator of a conversation, and our usually dominating spouse is actually the timid one. We've never seen it. We don't value those days, because right now we are riled up about this conversation being dominated by this person that is aggrieved and also very emotional. Now, when it comes to friends, so we've finished the chapter of relationships and dominating conversations without making space for others to speak. We've dominated that one. Right? We finished that one. We dominated the hell out of it. It's dominatrix. Call me Dominic. Ha ha! What's that? So now we go to friends. So with friends, on the other hand, because you're not going to spend every waking day and every single hour with a friend, but you're going to spend a long time with them. Right? If they are forever friends, you're going to spend a while with them. But because it's not the same as a relationship, right? I think that friends that dominate the conversation, you have to look at what is said in the conversation. Because for instance, right, you know how sharks are, or strong personalities. Strong personalities doesn't mean that I'm the strongest in the room. It just means that I have a strong personality. That's it. Like, I have a strong personality, but I might be the weakest link. It just means that I'm very out there. And I'm most probably very out there because of my own life experiences. Like, if I were to be honest with you and I tell you about myself, I spent my entire childhood, I don't remember talking. I don't remember where I was. We were sitting. I remember maybe three conversations of my childhood. Like maybe three conversations. And that is if I'm pushing it. Like if I'm really pushing it, yeah. I remember talking to friends mostly, like with Kanguti, my friend, Maureen, my childhood friend. After that, it's grade four things and Annelie, Wilhelmine. And then I started becoming a little bit chattier when I was a little bit bigger, and that was like grade 7. But for the most part, in 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I don't remember talking much. And I think it's because of also the household that I came from was very, very hide in the shadows kind of thing. So if you hide in the shadows, then you are not noticed. Then nothing happens to you. It's not because everybody was abusive in any way. It was just that there was one character that was abusive. And that one character was the dominating party of the entire household. And if you keep quiet and if you stay out of harm's way, right, then harm will not come to you. So that is why. If we are to look at my bubbly and loud personality, I can say that the contributing factors was the fact that I didn't really have time to blossom into myself at a time where I needed to blossom into myself. I only found my voice through poetry. I only found my true essence through poetry and articulating myself through poetry. And this was at a very later stage. This was varsity years. And that's when I could really speak. And that's where I could really articulate. And I could also, you know, convey. So sometimes we are not dominating the conversation because we want to dominate and we want to stomp on you. Sometimes we're dominating the conversation because we don't know how to have it in a different way. Or we're so passionate that we allow our emotions to get the best of us and to fuel every single conversation that we're having with people that we deeply care about. Because you won't find me having a passionate conversation or a conversation where I'm just killing it, you know, with people I don't care about or about a conversation I don't care about. Because I can go all out, you know, on human rights. I can go all out on essence. I can go all out on spirituality. I can go all out in fighting for you and justice for you and for me. And then I can also just keep quiet when we are being taught engineering. So yeah. But with friendships, I strongly believe that a friend that doesn't give you an opportunity to talk is a friend that doesn't know anything about you because they are one in by themselves. So they don't need friends. Yeah. Straight. They don't need friends. A person that is always just is the winner of the conversation, even if it's not a competition, then that person doesn't need friends. They are enough by themselves. And that's it. But then there's also a dominating personality or character where they are extremely loud and they are extremely bubbly and they are the first people that you notice, but it doesn't disrespect the one that is more quiet. No. So we had, there was a Free Your Mind segment here at Eagle FM at some point, and it used to be the three of us. So it was Helmut, myself, and you know, one thing that I'm trying to become accustomed to is not calling Helmut baby, because Helmut's name is baby, right? Not calling him baby, because as he's growing, because we are all growing, right? We are basically, like, I think we are the same age. As we are growing, I think the name has started to cause some discomfort within him. I don't know. You know, I'll ask him today. Kucha, are you uncomfortable with being called baby? Baby, are you uncomfortable with being called baby? I'll ask him. But yeah, so the three of us were running a show, and I can tell you that those were very loud shows. They were very loud shows because, Chicken and I are very loud, and Helmut is more reserved and more quiet than us. Doesn't mean that he's less funny. Doesn't mean that he's less respected. Doesn't mean anything. He's just not as loud as we are. And one would say that that's dominating, but it's just that he's not as loud as we are. Okay. So with friends, on the other hand, I strongly believe that with friends, you address it. You address it. You say that, my friend, you don't really give anybody a chance to speak. So do you want to talk to yourself, or is this a conversation? Because a conversation is most a two-way thing. So it's you speak, I speak, we you speak, I speak. We give each other chances to speak and we can answer on what we are speaking about. But if you are going to speak the whole time, then you can go ahead and speak to yourself, because nobody has that kind of time. Yeah. With friends, I don't think that it's a good character trait to have as a friend. No. Friends must give each other the opportunity to express and to speak. We must. And number three is overthinking. This one is for you, babe. This one is for you. Overthinking. A habit that can lead to stress and indecision. Many of us overthink. You can be told something and you can think about everything around it. You can think about the worst. And the thing about overthinking that I find to be strange, I find it strange, and then it proves my theory of human beings loving bad things. They love negativity. Human beings love, they live for it. They live for that negative self-talk, that negative self-loathing, that negative. They live for it, right? Because show me an overthinker that is presented with something and thinks of positive things. And that's why it's a bad habit, right? Because you're not overthinking great things. You are thinking, oh, okay, so we have a female president, and a lot of our new members are females as well. Yay, woman empowerment, right? And you, as an overthinker, you are thinking about the worst. You're thinking about a female president. Oh my goodness! So she's going to be like giving women, like you, a company owner most probably. You are thinking like then the women are gonna get 6 months maternity leave, and then every woman is going to start getting pregnant, and then and then every woman is just going to want to have babies the whole time, and then the workforce is going to crumble. Oh my goodness! I'm not going to hire women. Like, whoa, wait a minute. How did it get that far? How did it go south like that? Is it because, like, I don't get it. Why does it have to go in a negative route? And that's the thing about overthinking, right? You can tell me that you are an overthinker and you overthink in a positive light. And I would ask you to give me an example of you overthinking in a positive light. And most of all, most of us would say that, none of us would have an answer. None of us would have an answer to our overthinking shenanigans, because truth is that over 90% of us, when we talk about overthinking, it's just bad. It's terrible. We only think of bad things. We only think of the negative. We only think of the terrible. We only think of nasty. We always go overboard. Why? Because we have a tendency of liking negativity. And when we like negativity like that, it is only time for negativity to start following us. So, as I was saying, maybe we should check that habit, huh? No, I'm an overthinker. Are you an overthinker or are you a pessimist? Do you like negative things? So if you were an overthinker and it was in the light of positivity, nobody would have a problem with it. It wouldn't make it to our bad habit list. So think about it, okay? Pun intended. Catch that one. Don't let it go over your head. Think about it, overthinker. All right. Think about it. Okay. And number four is not saying no. What is wrong with you? Why don't you guys say no? Say no. You know, my biggest problem with people is that even when you do say no, they don't understand the no. I don't understand why I have to give reasons as to why I'm saying no, because it's none your business. It's not your life. It's not what you want. I don't care. Why? Why must I give you a reason? I think that is very disrespectful when somebody asks you, yeah, but you must have a reason. I have my own reasons and I don't want to share my reasons. I don't have to. I don't owe you a reason as to why I'm saying no. The answer is just no. Like, yeah, but why? Why? Why don't you want me to borrow your car? I don't want. Why? Why don't you want to give me your car? Would it change anything if I told you that I feel like you're a reckless driver and I don't want you to bump my car? Would it change anything if I told you that I think that you're very slorderig, you're messy and dirty, and I don't want you to sit in my clean car? Or would it just hurt you? And then now you have a reason to be hurt. And now you are not looking at the fact that I said no. Now it is, yeah, you said I'm dirty. Are we trying to redirect anger? Are we trying to redirect arguments into a better light by asking people reasons to why they say no? No. Have you ever met a person that is hitting on you and you say, no, I want. And then they ask you, why don't you want me? Like, bro, must I give you all the reasons why I don't want you? One, your head is funny. One, your head is funny. You don't really look sharp. Eh? You don't really look sharp. And your barber doesn't know what he's doing. Yeah? So that I can change all these things. Sometimes it's just your eyes. I don't like the way they're chilling. I don't like the way your nose, like, just takes up such little oxygen on such a big face. I don't like the way your hands are kind of rusty. What are you going to do? Are you going to scrub your hands? Are you going to go for plastic surgery? What are you going to do? There are some things that you can't change that I don't like. I don't like the fact that you are you. So, do we want to hurt ourselves more than just receiving the no? I think it's disrespectful for somebody to say no and we go back to ask for reasons because they don't actually owe us any reasons as to why they are saying no. And I think that the fact that people are so entitled to more than just an answer is the exact same thing that caused the fear within us. That is why many people can't say no, because the answers that you have to why you're saying no, right, are hurtful. And you don't want to hurt nobody. And now this person wants you to hurt them. Or sometimes, right, you don't have a reason. You just don't want to do it. And someone is looking at you and saying that, yeah, but you must have a reason. Ha, bro. I don't. I just don't want. I'm just saying no. Like, yeah, but why don't you want me? Yeah, is it because I'm not Opa Ndongo's child? Yeah, sure, we can go with that one. It's because you're not Opa's kid. That's why. Like, yeah, I knew it, you're a gold digger. Like, yeah, like, how does that, like, it spirals to that way. Like, yeah, I knew you're a gold digger and you're good for nothing. Like, yeah, now I'm good for nothing, but I was gonna be good enough for you. Soldier boy, I've been in. Oh, watch me back and whack me, bro. So the answers are now what fuels that backlash. Yeah. So my answers to why I'm saying no are the ones that are going to give you ammunition against me so that you can bash me and make me feel bad for saying no for something that I don't want. Can we go out tonight? No. Why? I don't have a reason. I just don't feel like going out. Yeah, but not feeling like you going out is also a reason. I'm like, okay, then there it is. Yeah, but is it just because you don't feel like going out with me? Because even your answers are short-ended. Like, how? Are we looking for arguments in everything? Why can't we take no for an answer? Many people are sitting in jail today because they couldn't take no for an answer. Picture that. Your whole life is messed up because some girl said, I don't want to have sex with you, and you decided that no means yes. Messing your whole life up by not understanding a simple word. No. Agreeing to things you don't want to do, which can lead to feeling overwhelmed. So now you agree to something that you really don't want to do, but you agree to it because it's my boyfriend. He said we should really start having sex, but you know, you're not ready. And then you go and do it, and then you get a young STD and a young baby, and you could have just said no. Yeah, but he was gonna leave me. He left you anyways. And this time he left you with things. Things that you can't cash up on. Things that you can't. There's just a gang of responsibilities that you are left with. And they are lifelong responsibilities, while you could have stopped yourself from doing this and doing it with your own time and your own pace. Many girls have been pressured, many youths have been pressurized into having coitus because somebody asked them and they said, they agreed with something that they didn't want to do. They knew full well going into this that they are not ready. They are really not ready for that kind of responsibility. Whatever responsibility comes with coitus, they were not ready. And then they took it anyways because how will people say? The worst part is that these people that we worry about so much, ne? When you're in the hospital, no one, none of these people that you worry about so much are there. And even the people that are there are people that don't really care about anything except your well-being. They care about you being okay, mostly. For the most part, that's all they care about. So as long as you're okay, health-wise, mentally, then you're always going to be okay. But can we stop agreeing to things? Can we stop saying yes when we mean no? Can we stop going when we don't want to go? Can we go back home if the struggle gets real? Can we stop declining help? And I know, right, that in contemporary times, it's very difficult to accept assistance because assistance comes with number one. Number one is gossiping, right? Assistance comes with number one. And this number one is the same thing that messes with your reputation. It messes with your self-esteem. It messes with you. But if people could be better, then people could also start to say no freely. Then you would realize that so many things are not consensual. Do you know how many husbands have raped their wives? I can say maybe 80%. It's just because your wife didn't report you, but because you were forcing for the sex, ne? Forcing and forcing, forcing and forcing. You even gave ultimatums and things like, yeah, but we haven't had sex in 2 weeks. Yeah, what's wrong with you? And why don't you? And pressure, unnecessary pressure. Now this poor woman feels obligated to have coitus with you. And you don't understand why your sex life actually sucks. It sucks because you are having sex with a person that doesn't want to participate in coitus activities. Can I get an amen? But had you waited for Saturday, like she said, right? You would have got the performance of your life. You would have gotten exactly what you want because then she would have been emotionally ready and, you know, she would doll herself up and all of that. And also, many don't ask, Kucha, is there anything I can do to enhance the process? Is there anything I can do to assist the process? You guys are all just waiting for sex on a plate. Eh? And now you guys don't understand why women are going to the police station and calling it marital rape. Marital rape is very real because, she's my wife. I bought her. She is a proper timber, huh? Eh? But she said no. She said no. And you just decide that when she falls asleep, eh, you are sliding up into the DMs. And you think that is not illegal. It is illegal to have sex with somebody that doesn't consent. Consent. Because at the end of the day, even if she's your wife, she's not your property. It's just that thing of, yeah, but men also. Yes, men also. They also get violated by women, by their wives. You know, the wife just slips a Viagra into the system of the cool drink and then, oh, shiri mate unke athi kamere, eh? Touch kingdom come, and you are unhappy about it. But it's just saying no. Let's learn to say no. And most of all, let's learn to understand no. And let's learn to not question people's no's. And maybe instead of asking why this person is saying no, how about we change the narrative and say that, is there anything that I can do to make the situation make you want to say yes? Then that, right, leaves room for hope and for reconciliation. It leaves room for consideration. It leaves room for love. It leaves room for love. Because you forcing me every day, kucha penjo, 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 right? It doesn't really work. But if we can talk about how you, because clearly I love you and clearly you love me. So if we can work on whatever is troubling me to not want to open my body up like that to you, right? Then maybe we can get to the part and get to the deed. It's not that deep. Sometimes we just have to assist each other. Right? We all deserve a little bit of assistance here and there. And this assistance is a necessity. So, with me, from me, the matriarch, I'm saying farewell to you because it is time for me to go home. I wanna go to my, yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm bidding you guys farewell. I love you forever and a day. Use this is important to me. And I'll see you again tomorrow at 9 p.m. Okay. Stay safe and look after yourself and take care of your loved ones.